Your schemes are at an end, you scoundrel. Admittedly, you put up a better fight than usual. Gave me a few good licks. But in the end, I was stronger. I'm always stronger. I don't get it. Why do we have to go through this every single week? Why do you always have to try to rob a bank, kidnap the mayor, poison the water supply, or hatch some other dastardly plan? The good people of the city deserve better. It always ends the same way. I spring into action, you refuse to see reason, and then I have to teach you a lesson. Before long, you're bloodied up, and I've got you by the throat, ready to deliver the final blow, just like I am now. Even though I already know the answer, I still have to ask, are you ready to give up? For once in your life, are you willing to spare yourself extra pain? Surprising no one, you've left me with no choice. Sweet dreams, you fool. Oh my. He flew straight into that support beam. That was totally an accident. But at least I've killed two birds with one stone. My arch nemesis has been defeated, and his lair is in ruins. That should grant me some peace for a little while. I hope he's okay. I've never seen that much rubble fall on him before. He should be fine. After all, he's got the same regeneration powers as I do. Sometimes I wish that wasn't the case. Maybe he'd think twice about his evil deeds if he was fragile as a normal human. Anyway, that's another job well done. I should return to my hideout and plan my next... What? What was that? Was that him? Hey, are you okay in there? I didn't hit you too hard, did I? The chunks of steel and concrete falling on you probably didn't help either. Oh, God. I hear the pain in his voice. So unlike him. Hold on, I'll get you out. Almost there. I just gotta move this. Damn it. It won't budge. There we go. Let's have a look at you. Jesus. There's so much blood in your body. How is it still holding together? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for this to happen. I just wanted to defeat you, not mutilate you. It's okay. Any moment now, your body will start regenerating like it always does. Everything should be fine. Hey. Your power should have kicked in by now. Why isn't your body healing itself? This is bad. This is real bad. Hold still. I'm gonna pick you up, okay? Sorry, I know this hurts, but I'm trying to be careful. Your entire lair's fallen apart. I'll bring you home with me. My top running speed is precisely Mach 1.7, so it won't take long for us to get there. Just try to stay awake. Can you do that for me? Please? I don't want you to die. God, I hope he doesn't die. We're here. Hey, are you still with me? Hey, wake up. He still has a pulse, and I can feel his heart beating. It's not too late. I'll just... lay you on this table. Where's that blasted device? Oh, there it is. Normally I wouldn't show this to you, with us being enemies and all, but the circumstances are dire. It's a nifty machine I invented last year. It stabilizes and restores a person's body to peak condition. It even works on superhumans like you and me. All I have to do is attach these cables to your chest. I don't remember his abs looking that nice. Where was I? And then I initiate the startup sequence. Okay, the device seems to be functioning properly. Oh, come on, work. Open your eyes. This has to do the trick. Oh, those beautiful eyes. I mean, those eyes. I finally get to see them again. Shh, don't speak. Your body's still trying to mend itself. With the amount of trauma you suffered, it might be a while before you're healthy again. This never should have happened. And sure, you've done some bad things and you tend to make my life hell, but I don't believe that anyone deserves to die. Ever. Hey, I thought I told you not to speak. Isn't it painful? I'd imagine it would be. You never listen. Even when you're inches away from death. What? You're sorry? Look, maybe it is your fault for starting this whole mess, but I'm the one who almost killed someone. I care about. There, I finally admitted it. I care about you. Beneath all of the malice and mischief, I see a good man. And I really want him to come out someday. We've been fighting each other for so long, going through the motions again and again. I hate it so much. I don't like hurting you. But words are never enough. It'd be nice if we could talk things out just once. You're always on my mind, you know. None of the other villains around here pester me as much as you do. Nowhere near as much. It's almost like they don't exist. I've lost sleep trying to figure out your weaknesses, predict what you're planning next, and sometimes other things, more intimate things. This is so screwed up. I shouldn't even be telling you any of this. You'll probably use my feelings against me as soon as I let you go. Then we'll end up fighting again, and I'll worry about whether or not you survive. You won't? I don't believe you. Why should I? Sure, you've never lied to me before, but what's stopping you from doing it now, huh? Oh, what? That can't be true. There's no way you could love me. I'm good. You're evil. I beat you up on a regular basis. There's no way you... You said it again. Damn it. Why are you putting me in this position? I want to believe you, but I shouldn't. No, don't grab my hand. I don't let go, please. Say it again. Tell me you love me again. Do it. Thank you. Now it's time for me to do something that I've wanted to do for years. You're blushing. Maybe you are telling the truth. Yeah, I know I'm blushing too. Well, you're not the only one in love with their arch nemesis. Just shut up and kiss me back. I swear, if you break my heart, I might kill you for real. Oh, now you want to say I'm cute. You should have said that years ago. You're a bigger fool than I thought. I always hoped you'd be a good kisser. So, How's your body feeling? Do you think it'd be okay if I got on top of you? All right, one sec. It feels kind of weird to mount you with no intention of punching your face. I could get used to it. Wow, you're so hard. I'm gonna reach down and grab your bulge, okay? Even through your pants, I can feel the heat. Oh, this is way better than in my dreams. Yes, I have dreams about you sometimes, or a lot of times. Don't act like you've never had a crush before. In my dreams, we usually fight for a bit, roll around on the ground, and I kiss you while I'm on top, and I pull out your cock like this. It looks even better in real life. Right. As I was saying, then I put my fingers around it and I start stroking like this. Do you love having my fingers wrapped around your cock? Almost as much as I love you. When did big bad villain become so mushy? Was it around the time that the noble heroine confessed her love? Probably. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, moan for me. Good boy. Oh, your cock belongs to me. And I'm gonna take real good care of it. Oh, yeah, just keep those moans coming, baby. Oh, show me how much you love this. Oh, is that pre-cum? Nice. You must be getting kind of close. I can't wait to make you. Huh? You want me to stop? But why? Clearly you're enjoying this. You want to make me come first? What? Is that supposed to be some sort of weird apology? I can never figure you out. Fine. But only because you said please. After this, I plan on making your cock explode. Well, you got off the table on your own. You're recovering faster than I expected. Get on your knees, then. Does my pussy look okay? Thanks. I mean, you're damn right it does. Come stick your face in here. Oh. Oh. Yeah, you're feeling real sorry, all right. Oh. Oh. Oh, use that tongue and apologize for everything. I need it so badly. Oh. Oh. Oh, you're doing great, baby. Now I want to make you come even more. Yeah. Oh. But I'll have to let you finish up first. There's still plenty of licking to do. I'm going to grab the back of your head. Oh, I'll try not to grip it too hard, but... Oh, your mouth feels so good. Oh, yeah, play with my clit. Oh, It'll make it feel even better. Oh, oh good boy. Yeah. Oh, just keep doing that. You're gonna make me come. This is what you wanted, right, baby? Oh, you better finish the job. Oh, don't stop until your face is dripping wet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, you're so close. I'm so close. Apology accepted. Now stand up. Enough stalling. It's your turn to come. This time, I won't stop jerking your cock until my hand is covered in jizz. You got it? Good boy. Yeah. Oh, you're moaning even louder this time. Did eating my pussy make you all excited? I want to kiss your neck. How does that feel? Oh, your body's tensing up, huh? Just the answer I was looking for. Oh, you're whimpering. You want to come for me, don't you? Yeah. Oh, tell me you want it. Oh, tell me how badly you want me to finish you. Good boy. I'll speed it up then. You just focus on emptying those balls all over my hand, all right? Come on, baby. Yeah. Come on, baby. Oh, give me all your cum. Oh, yeah, you can do it. Yeah, come for me. Oh, look into my eyes and come for me. Yeah, that's right. Just like that. Oh, my God. Look at all that cum. Oh, my God. Such a good boy. Oh, man. Watching you come is pretty hot. Oh, you're still going. Oh, did I do that great of a job? I'm flattered. Oh. Well, you deserve it for eating my pussy the way you did. But I'm not done with you yet. Oh, what do I mean? Do I have to spell out everything for you? Lay back on the table, and I'll show you what I mean. Good boy. Now ask yourself, why would I get back on top of you after making you come? What could I possibly want to do to the man I'm in love with? Sigh. You're hopeless. I want to ride your cock and make you come again. Don't act like you wouldn't want to put a load inside of me and fill me all the way up. Oh, your cock just twitched. I knew you'd be into the idea. Guide yourself into me. Oh, yeah. Oh, you feel incredible. And to think I was fantasizing about this just yesterday. And my body's slamming down on yours. Milking your cock dry. Making you mine. We might be enemies, but I don't care. I want you. I've always wanted you. Even if we go back fighting tomorrow. As long as we're with each other today, I don't mind. Oh, you feel so good inside of me. I can't believe this is real. I can't believe I'm here riding you like this. One day we're fighting, and the next we're fucking. It's so crazy. Oh my God. How can you feel this good? Oh my God. Yeah. I'm not hurting you, am I? Are you still okay? Okay, good. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Are you getting close? Hold on, please. Don't come yet. Yeah. I'm almost there. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Oh, right there. Okay. I think I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready to be filled up. Yeah. You better shoot the warmest, creamiest load you've ever shot. Oh, that's it, baby. Yeah. Oh, thrust into me. Oh, do whatever you need to. Oh, God, I'm coming. Yeah. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, good. You came too. Oh, you're a lucky man, you know that? Not everyone gets to knock boots with their arch nemesis. But since we love each other, let's not stop there. I want us to be together. You know, like, as an actual couple. Enough about the past, all right? I want to try and make this work. Don't you? We could be great together. And maybe, just maybe, I could talk you into switching sides one day. Oh, come on. At least give it some thought. Wouldn't dating me be easier if we were working together, too? You know I'm not going to become a villain. Not in a million years. Those people out there in the city, they need me. And eventually they might need you, too. Well, what if, I don't know, a bunch of aliens show up one day with the same powers as us, but they're way more ruthless and say they want to wipe out humanity? I shouldn't have to run over to your lair and convince you to form an alliance with me. We should already be teaming up against them, right? Right. And that's just one of the many examples. Promise me you'll at least consider it. Thank you. That's all I'm asking. In the meantime, you're technically homeless right now. So that means you'll be spending a few nights here while your minions fix up your lair. Oh, shut up. We both know you were about to ask me anyway. I'm just hurrying things along. Now enough talk. Come here.